Hey everyone. So today I kind of want to talk about something that I've been thinking about, and that's learning to trust myself. And honestly, I don't know if I've ever fully trusted myself, at least not for most of my life. It's kind of weird to say out loud, but I used to need confirmation for everything. Like even the smallest decisions. I would ask people what they thought, or I'd replay conversations in my head over and over trying to figure out if I did or said the right thing. And then I'd still feel not sure about myself. I think I spent a really, really long time living outside of myself, looking for answers from other people instead of actually checking in with myself. And over time, that just became normal. Even simple feelings like, was I too sensitive? Was I overreacting? Did I take that the wrong way? That was just my constant inner dialogue. And I didn't realize how exhausting that actually was until much later. I think a part of it started when I was younger. I always felt like I was too quiet, too shy, too sensitive for the world I was in. And instead of thinking, this is just who I am, I internalized it as something being wrong with me. So I kept wanting to outgrow it, but I didn't. Even after college, even after graduating with my journalism degree, I still felt it. I remember finishing school and just thinking, okay, now what? Like I had done this big thing, this accomplishment, but I still felt like I wasn't confident in what came next. I still doubted myself a lot. And I think what makes it harder is that from the outside, it looks like you're supposed to have it figured out. Like graduation is this clear line where suddenly everything's supposed to make sense. But for me, it didn't. I was still stuck in my head thinking things like, I'm not smart enough for this. I'm not going to get hired and people are just going to realize that I don't know what I'm doing. And I really believed those thoughts. I remember getting feedback from people and just absorbing it immediately. Like I didn't question it. I just made it a part of how I saw myself. There was even a moment with a college counselor that really stuck with me. She basically told me I didn't seem as enthusiastic as other students and questioned why I was even studying journalism. And I remember walking away from that feeling like maybe she was right. That one conversation stayed with me longer than it should have. It's kind of scary how one moment can plant something in you and then suddenly you're questioning everything about yourself. And I think that's when self-doubt really started to feel normal for me. It stopped feeling like a thought and started feeling like the truth. I also had this job after college that really drained me emotionally. I worked at a small PR firm, and every day just felt like I was constantly trying to keep up with things that never stopped piling up. Stacks of work, constant interruptions, pressure to do multiple things at once, and then still feeling like I wasn't enough. And I used to go home thinking, like, I can't do this forever. But I also didn't know what else I could do. Because job interviews, those were a whole nother layer of anxiety for me. I would completely overthink everything. I'd go into the situation already assuming that I wasn't good enough, which kind of set the tone before I even spoke. And eventually that turned into this belief that I just wasn't good at anything. Looking back, I can see how much of that wasn't actually about ability. It was about fear and self-doubt and just not trusting myself at all. There were so many moments where I ignored my instincts too. Times I knew something didn't feel right, but I stayed anyway, or just pushed through anyway, because I thought that's what everybody else could handle. But I was just exhausted. And I think the turning point for me was finally getting my diagnosis later in life, because for the first time I had language for things I had been criticizing myself forever. Things like overwhelm, sensitivity, burnout, overthinking. They weren't just random flaws, they actually made sense in a bigger picture. And that changed something for me. Instead of constantly asking, what's wrong with me? I started asking, what do I need right now? And that change, even though it sounds small, helped out a lot. I still don't fully trust myself every single day. I don't think it just disappears, but it's different now. Now it looks like stopping before I override myself. It looks like saying no when something feels off. It looks like not needing to explain my feelings just to justify them. And I think I used to believe that confidence meant having certainty all the time. But now I think that confidence is just being willing to take the next step even when you're unsure, even when you've already done or you thought you had everything figured out. Because honestly, I still don't. I still have moments where I question myself. I still second guess things sometimes. But I don't stay there as long anymore. And I think that's what trust really is for me right now. Not being perfect, not always knowing, but slowly learning how to come back to yourself instead of leaving yourself. Anyway, I guess that's what I've been really sitting with lately. Thank you for listening, and I hope that maybe you got something out of reading my blog post. If you have any feedback, always reach out to me at Nicole@embracetheunseen.com.